This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Courtesy of River Island's guest line, as all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on River Island's guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? And while I'm not discovering the River Islands, the Giants may be finding themselves discovering the islands of, I don't know, Hawaii.
Up creek without a paddle.
Yeah, Cancun, Cabo, I know they're not islands, but they may be heading there sooner rather than later. It's been a struggle, Dave, to say it bluntly. What's going on with this team? Like, what is... We've been asking all the callers today, the single most frustrating aspect of this team right now is what for you? As I'm looking at you on YouTube.
Look at that. Good morning to you guys. What a way to dive right into it. Now I do have a little echo. We're trying this new technology. Is that coming through on your guys' end?
No, it sounds good.
No, you sound good. You sound fine.
And you look better with that Big Baller Brand hat. I don't know what the triple B stands for.
I don't think
for.
That's Big Baller Brand, LeVar Ball.
Big Baller Brand. Please. Lamar Ball, you think I'm supporting him? It's the Birmingham Black Barons. It's the hat Willie Mays used that when it first was brought up.
Gotcha. That's really cool.
So, cool hat.
Look, man, this has been a frustrating like week for Giants fans, and there's just so many emotions right now. For you, if you were to pinpoint one frustration for you that hasn't gone well for the team, what would it be?
Well, it's not specific, but the biggest frustration is we keep showing up. Giants fans are there in huge numbers. It's been great atmospheres, and they've lost 12 of 13 at home. 1 and 12 at home in this great ballpark where they're getting all this support, and they're playing worse and worse as it goes along, and I don't get it. We had a nice road trip. 6 games, won 4 of them, swung the bats, offense looked lively, looked dangerous, looked deep. Come home, none of that. Well, I mean, I say that. Come home and win the first game. It's just, you end that losing streak against the Nationals on Friday night, win 5-0, and then nothing since then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Very, very, very.
Dave Fleming joining us here on the Morning Roast with Spadoni and Chasky. And there's a little of an iffy connection right here. So, Dave, we're going to give you a call back here in just a second to sort that out. But it's a great point. We'll get Dave back here in just a second.
1-12 at home.
1-12.
I didn't even put 2 and 2 together on that.
1-12. You gave me the stat of the day, quite frankly, Joe. And we were going about this before the show started. It's the one or fewer runs since the acquisition of Rafi Devers. What was that again? You wrote it down. What?
It was 11.
Since the acquisition, June 15th.
Well, what did I say to you in the green room? I go, I bet you it's close to 15 times that they've scored one or fewer runs.
Which I was like, I don't believe that.
And we went through the schedule and we counted together.
And it's literally them, the Rockies, and White Sox are some of the worst. One or fewer runs since June 15th.
Listen to who your company is. The White Sox and the Rockies.
Two of the worst teams in baseball.
Yeah.
By the way, you lost to those teams a couple times, by the way, already. You lost a series to the White Sox, quite frankly. I would rather be the White Sox. Well, you know, the White Sox know they stink. There is something to be said about knowing where you're going. You're not going anywhere. That's why it's frustrating with this Giants team right now, Joe, because you had some expectations heading into the season, and it's middle of August right now, and it feels like we're at the same point as we do have Dave back here on the Morning Roast, courtesy of River Island's Dave Fleming, Giants Insider, voice of the Giants. And Dave, we'll just bring you right back into the conversation. When we're talking about expectations for this team, when they acquired Rafi Devers, I remember we had you on, we had Jim Bowden on, we had a lot of guys that are really deep into baseball talking about the expectations were, hell, not just make it to the playoffs, but make noise in the playoffs. And, you know, how just frustrating is it since the Devers acquisition on June 15th, Chasky gave me the stat, they've scored one or fewer runs 11 times? 11 times. I mean, I don't know how you fix that with just, you know, adding in the offseason. That's a conversation for another time. But this team's inability to get multiple players playing well at the same time, why can't they do that, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think there's a simple answer to that. I don't blame Devers. I mean, Devers has been their best hitter now for weeks. And Devers is fitting in, and Devers has a great attitude, and he works hard, and everybody likes him. Like, this isn't like, oh, this guy showed up and everybody's miserable. That is not what has happened here. So I'm not saying you guys are doing it, but nobody should be pointing the finger at Rafi Devers and saying, man, he poisoned this team. That is not what has happened here. I don't know how you explain it. What have they had 33 games this year where they have five or fewer hits? 33 times this year they've had five or fewer hits.
What?
And they just can't put together quality at bats in bulk. They, you know, one guy will, Dom Smith will have a great at bat. Devers blasts a home run. Casey Schmidt has a really good game, but they just haven't been able to do it. And I don't know why. I mean, Adames has been so hot and cold, and the hot has been really good, but the cold is he got an infield hit the first at bat of this homestand. He doesn't have a hit since then, and he's hardly been on base. You're talking about now you've played five games here at home, and he's been on base maybe twice with an infield hit and a walk, and he keeps coming up in big spots. Matt Chapman, you know, I think part of this is, I'm not making excuses for anybody, but Matt's hand isn't right. You know, he's got other stuff that's bugging him. He plays hurt. You love that about him, but he's compromised. And so it's hard for Matt, I think, to get in a rhythm. We've seen little glimpses of it, but I don't think, now maybe he would argue with me on that, but I don't think he's close to 100% healthy. So those are two obviously very important guys. Jungwoo Lee had a really good road trip and now, you know, has come back home and is kind of back into his same kind of rut. Jung-Hoo needs to be on base more often. We see what happens when he's on base. He creates chaos. He's a good base runner. You know, that hasn't happened. So you're talking about three veteran anchors of this team. Your catcher, who's playing just about every day, is still hitting 200 for the year with two home runs. One of them was an inside the park home run. You know, we're looking around baseball. I was watching the ninth inning yesterday, Logan O'Hoppe in Anaheim. He's got 18 home runs. Cal Raleigh's got 46 home runs. You know, the Giants' catching position this year is hitting 185 with like four homers. So there's some real tough spots in that lineup that have persisted for the course of the year. I'm rambling here, you know, listing off all the things that have gone wrong and why this team hasn't been able to score. I also really, truly believe that this team did get derailed by Roop getting hurt and Birdsong getting out of whack. And this team had a nice sort of easy formula of even through offensive struggles of hanging in there and really pitching and winning a lot of those close, low-scoring games. And that has kind of gone away. And they're run prevention hasn't been nearly as good. And, you know, no matter what you think about the offense, this is still going to be a team that needs to lean into. We play in this home ballpark. We got to pitch. We got to play defense. And that hasn't been quite as good. And I'm not blaming those two young guys. They have bright futures. I have high expectations for both of them. But the Giants were a little thinner maybe than we all realized. And when those two guys went down, there's been a cascade effect, I think, from that.
You know, Dave, we've talked, I feel like, for a decade about getting younger, getting more athletic. And I look at where baseball is evolving to, with being only able to throw over two times to first base, with the bases being a little bigger, with the running game being such a prevalent part of specific teams' like skill set of winning. Like, you know, there are teams that that's how they win. 2019, third worst. 2020, fifth worst. 2021, middle of the pack. 2022, ninth worst. 2023, dead last. 2024, second to dead last. 2025, dead last in stolen bases. How do they fix this? It, like, you referenced the Jung Woo Lee thing. Him stealing that bag in New York and then the ball squirting away and him going to third and taking a triple on that play. I thought he was going to ease up on a double. Is a great positive step forward. But that is one guy. Like, team-wide, they are just so station to station. And I thought Monday night's game was a great kind of tale of a guy getting pitch run for in Gavin Sheets, and that guy scores, who's the pinch runner, by a step or two. Speed is a huge element of the game, and they just don't have it.
Yeah, they don't. I mean, it's true. And, you know, they're kind of locked into a team now. You know, Devers is not going to be that guy. Devers is a huge asset for this team, but he's not that guy. Adames's base stealing has basically fallen off a cliff this year. You know, he sold 20 plus bases last year. What does he have this year? Four, something like that. Matt Chapman hasn't been running as much. He's got the hip thing, the hand thing. Like, so those are guys who are in there every single day. Your catcher's not doing it. Casey Schmidt is a good athlete and a pretty good base runner, like a pretty fast base runner, but not a base stealer. So it's a big issue for this team. And it would be a big boost if they could get some more of that. I would say this though, if I were in charge, I would be more focused on how can we catch more balls in the outfield? You know, that to me, that is where the lack of athleticism on this team has really hurt. Like the Giants, the percentage, if forget all the, you know, if baseball has all these advanced defensive metrics. Some of them I think are good. Some of them are predictive. Some of them I buy, but as a group, it's really hard for me to trust them all these defensive numbers. But I think if you just look at the bottom line, fly balls turned into outs, percentage of balls in the air turned into outs. 30th in baseball, the Colorado Rockies. They play in this massive ballpark where a lot of fly balls are going to fall in. 29th in baseball, San Francisco Giants. They turn the second fewest percentage of fly balls into outs. And I thought that Monday night game was another example of that. Like, or maybe even a couple of the games over the weekend where there are these balls. You look at the exit velocity readings, it's 90, 92. They're kind of hanging up there, and somehow they're all falling in. And I don't know why that is. Jung Woo Lee has the capability of being a much better center fielder than he has been. Part of this is probably just a lack of experience, and they need Jung Woo to really be more assertive, more of the captain out there. He got hurt with the collision with the wall. There's lots of things going into this. Ramos has just not been a good left fielder. And, you know, Yastrzemski's still a solid player. His numbers had really tailed off. Matos has been a really poor defensive outfielder when they've given him a chance. That doesn't work here. And you got a pitching staff that, you know, outside of Webb and Roop is a fly ball oriented pitching staff. I love what you're saying about the steals, but I'm even more concerned about that. I think they got to address that in the offseason. Your outfield defense has to be a strength of this team.
So what do you do with Ramos then? Because, you know, he's been an adventure in left field. And I've heard from, you know, various people who are like, well, we actually think he's a right fielder. And, I mean, it's tough. I mean, you saw Gilbert the other night. He's playing so far off the line to guard into Triples Alley. You know, it's like, he's struggling out there, and he's got some speed to him. So what do they do? I mean, I know they tried Tyler Fitzgerald in right. Is Ramos going to go to right? I don't know. What do you do then with your outfield?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think Ramos, if it were me, I would take a look at Ramos back in right field and just see if maybe there is something to that. Because I think when we saw Elliott first play right field, it looked pretty good out there. He looked pretty confident. He was a capable, not a gold glove caliber, but capable center fielder when he was playing center field. So I think I would try that and just see if maybe there is something about that look and that angle that doesn't suit his eye. You know, you hear people say sometimes, you know, players, even elite athletes, they have one dominant eye. I know it sounds kind of crazy, but it could be that the way the ball comes off the bat when you're on that side of the field versus the other just makes him less comfortable. I don't know. It'd be worth trying. I think Gilbert's got the tool set to be a very good defensive outfielder. I expect he's going to get a good long audition. Obviously, he's got a lot of learning to do at this level, and you're going to take some lumps with him if you're playing him a lot, but I would be willing to take those lumps, I think, and just figure out, is this a guy we really feel like can help us? Because he does have that kind of skill set and athleticism. Lee's your center fielder. Maybe you could consider in the offseason, like, how can we go get a plus defensive center fielder and Jung-Hoo shifts over to a corner, and maybe you feel like then you got more range out there. All those are questions you can consider, but you're right. With Ramos struggling the way he has defensively, it does lock you in. You have a little less flexibility.
Talking with Dave Fleming here on the Morning Roast, Giants broadcaster on R95.7 The Game, Giants insider. I'm glad you mentioned Elliott Ramos, because we've been playing this cut, Dave, all day on the show, because it just feels very, you know, exemplary of where Giants fans and some of the players are at. I'm going to play it for you real quick and ask you a question, but this is Elliott Ramos after the game last night.
It's just not happening. It's just frustrating. I don't know what to tell you, honestly. It's just not happening. That's it. You have to get it done.
I mean, it just sounds like a guy in a team right now that feels just so defeated. Are you getting that sense at all? And can there be a spark for this team going forward? And what would that look like?
Yeah, those are good questions. You can hear it in his voice. I said it on the air last night, and it's probably the first time I've said all year anything like this, but I think whatever inning where the ball got by Schmidt, the little weird liner, and went into center field and they gave up another run, that inning was over and they walked off the field, and it was like a slow walk. It was not a peppy, let's go grab the bats and hit. It was a, you know, what else can go wrong kind of walk. You know, you had a pop-up drop, you had a balk, you had a 74-mile-an-hour line drive that went right by your second baseman, and all that was in the first few innings last night. And it's like, I do think there is an element of this team that is prideful. They're veteran. They've been around. They have big expectations of themselves, and they've watched this thing sort of slip away. And I'm not saying the season is over, but I think the body language and the energy level would definitely say this is a group that has lost some of their enthusiasm, not because they don't want it, but because they realize the math right now. And that sucks. I mean, it does. Nobody wants that. And Elliott, that was perfect from Elliott. That is exactly the way everybody's feeling. Like, who knows what to say about this? Everybody's underperforming. How do you explain that? How do you explain that, like a bunch of guys who have big league talent and track records are all struggling. I don't know how you explain that. I don't know that there is an easy explanation, but that's the reality right now.
Man, what you're saying kind of ticks me off, and I get what you're saying. There's the human element, but my goodness, there's this pride. And like, I remember hearing Melvin on Sunday, he more or less called them out regarding the effort level and how the fans are showing up and we aren't, as in the players and the guys in the dugout. He did the same thing like 3 months ago and they responded with like a 6-7 game winning streak. What does it say about this team that they haven't responded to that? And it we're getting the vibes that you're alluding to.
Yeah. I mean, it probably says that, that these guys are not dummies. I mean, they look around and see the Padres playing as well as they are, the Cubs playing as well as they are. Even with the Mets struggles, these guys look at the standings. They know there's 40 games left and, you know, you got three teams ahead of you for the final spot and you're six games behind that spot or whatever it is. I think some of it is just the cold reality starts to settle in. And some of it is, you know, those individual players putting a lot of pressure on themselves to perform. And then when it doesn't happen, I mean, you know, I'm calling out Adamas a little bit for this homestand. It's five. That's five games. Five games is not very much. Everybody has five games. Shohei Ohtani has five games where he doesn't play well. But when it happens this time, when you're so urgent to you just can't survive it. It's discouraging and dispiriting. But I'm with you. Like you never want to see a team that looks like it's sort of, you know, just sort of come to the realization that it's not happening. That's a terrible feeling. And, you'd love to see just more energy and fight. The problem is it's easy to say. You can run to the bat rack. You can high five everybody. If you're not hitting at all, that enthusiasm goes away and they have to figure this out. There's no explanation. This is not the ballpark's big, the weather's cold, the weather's been good, the ball's been carrying. The Nationals had 17 hits on Sunday. The Padres are hitting home runs. This is not, you can't blame the ballpark for this, but they've had 13 games. They've lost 12 of them and they've scored 23 total runs in those games. Like, you cannot win. I don't care how good your pitching staff is. You can't win like that. And that takes away that explains everything. All the enthusiasm, the professionalism, the fight, it just saps it. It just does. And, I think that's Elliott's voice right there. Like, what did he say? We got to do it. You have to, at some point, it just has to happen.
Yeah.
Like, stop talking about it. No meetings, no yelling, no pep talks. Like, and if it doesn't happen, then you get what this last couple weeks has been like.
Yeah. And it's, I think it's making a lot of Giants fans irate. Look, we're questioning the manager and his fit long-term. We're questioning, did we sign the right guys? We're questioning, did we make the right trades? You know, how do we make this thing better? All these things are up in the air. And there's like this one little glimmer of hope down in AAA, and that's Bryce Eldridge. And I know you're probably rolling your eyes that we bring this up, but I'm now like thinking long-term and I'm starting to go into the offseason. And I know you don't want to make any rash decisions right now, but A, are they going to bring him up this year? And then B, how do you balance playing him in Devers, first base and DH, when it's pretty known that very few guys can only DH, and Devers wants to be out in the field. He doesn't want to be just a DH. And I'm looking about how they can kind of tinker this thing, and I'm wondering how they're going to figure this out, because I think the Bryce Eldridge handling could make or break a lot of these fans that are just, they're dying for one silver lining here.
Yeah, and I do understand that, and it's really exciting to have a guy like Bryce down so close at such a young age. Like, we have not had a player, this is the first Giants player sort of at that talent and production level that young since Buster. There've been a lot of other talented players, but this is the first one of these kind of talents that the Giants have had in a long time. So I do understand, and I understand why everybody's asking about him. And I think the question you ask is a fair one, although I think there's an easy way to divide up the playing time first and DH. I think a timeshare with those two guys and let them both play out there will work just fine long term. I don't think there's any problem with that. And, you know, maybe Devers ultimately is okay with playing a little more DH. Maybe it takes a little pressure off Bryce initially, not to have to stress about the defense so much and let him acclimate to being a hitter at this level, and then you can kind of ease him in. I think there are lots of possible positives to sharing those two. The main thing is it's really exciting to dream about the power of those two guys together in the middle of a lineup. And that's something the Giants haven't had for a long time. As for this year, he's still striking out a lot. And, you know, the thing about AAA, like AAA has changed over the years. And is AAA full of, like, you know, future big league stars? It is not. What AAA is full of is a bunch of veteran players who've had a taste of the big leagues and can spin the ball and change speeds. And in the lower minor leagues, it's, you know, it's a lot of sloppy breaking balls and big fastballs. And so, I mean, Bryce is crushing fastballs, which is a great sign. Giants sure need more hitters who can hit fastballs.
Thank you.
That is a really good sign. But he's also getting exploited at age 20, you know, where he's 5, 6, 8, 10 years younger than the guys he's facing. He is swinging and missing a lot at off-speed stuff and off-speed stuff down. If you just watch the at-bats, it's a lot of changeups and sliders low. And it's just, this is a sport of reps. He just needs a little more time to see those pitches. He's going to get it. This guy has big aptitude. He's going to lay off those pitches. Right now, the wily veterans of AAA are, and, you know, when he makes contact, it's incredible. Like, the guys, he's hitting the ball harder than basically anybody in professional baseball other than O'Neill Cruz. His exit velocity readings are just stupid off the charts. So when he connects, he's got incredible power, but he's got to connect more often. And that is not a flaw. This is part of the learning process. So anyway, Bryce Eldridge, he is going to be here. If it's this year, I don't know. But I think the Giants are rightfully saying we need to give this guy some more reps down there just to help him not get swamped when he gets up here. You want him to be ready to – it's there's always going to be a learning curve, but you want him set up for success here when he gets here. And I do think they're right to say that he needs a little more time down there.
Dave, great stuff. We greatly appreciate it. There's a lot of frustration happening about, and I can hear it in your voice. I can hear it in the broadcast, but doing a hell of a job. And we greatly appreciate your time this morning, man.
It's going to be better. It's always better than that. I mean, the road trip was better. This has been a very frustrating team. Everybody knows what this team is capable of. And that makes it more frustrating when they're not performing. You look at the Giants roster, they have a lot of good players on this roster. So, you know, maybe all it takes is one game and you feel better, but gosh, they need it.
Hey, Dave, I'll give you one nuggy nug. This is a rare stat, okay, to make you smile. Okay. Shohei Ohtani is the first player in baseball history to be embroiled in a real estate controversy lawsuit and line into a triple play on the same day. We got that going for ourselves.
I tell you one thing about Shohei, man. It ain't boring around him. Between the translator and the gambling and the real estate stuff, it's like, man, whoa, what exactly is going on? But the dude can hit. He can.
I hate him. God,
hey,
so
Dave,
good.
You got college football coming up here, buddy. You're going to do just fine here. Don't worry.
There's no way Arch Manning lives up to the hype, right?
It's going to be hard for him to live up to the hype. He's going to be good, but I feel for that kid. If he's not perfect, it's going to be tough on him.
Well, Dave Fleming lives up to the hype every single week on the Morning Roast. Dave,
the legend.
Have a good one.
See you, Dave.
Next time, maybe we'll try the video thing again.
We'll try. It's okay. Just like the Giants offense, we're going to try, fail, and try again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep going. Keep plugging away.
Rub some dirt on it.
That's Dave Fleming who joins us on the River Islands guest.
Sam's like, we got to go.
Well, we do, because you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live in the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. And it's funny because we wanted to go, but as I'm saying bye to Dave, he's like, it's going to get better. And then he has like another 2-minute response. Look, like he doesn't want to leave. I appreciate that about Dave. He cares.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.